Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Also by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. Michiganders are encouraged to review their severe weather plans and participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 o'clock today. The voluntary drill is part of Michigan's Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is March 15th through the 21st. This comes after deadly tornadoes have already hit the state this month. During the drill, you may hear alerts on TV and here on the radio station, as well as outdoor sirens if your local emergency management agency is participating. The importance of severe weather awareness is clearer than ever following last week's deadly tornado, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I encourage every Michigander to take time now to make a plan, build an emergency kit, and sign up for local emergency alerts. Four tornadoes touched down across Branch, Calhoun, Cass, and St. Joseph counties on March 6, killing four people and injuring many others. Dozens of homes and businesses were destroyed or damaged. The severe weather season in 2025 was also an active year with 33 confirmed tornadoes in Michigan, according to the National Weather Service. A small school district is making a big impact in Michigan's robotics scene. Three teams from Caseville Public Schools have powered their way into the finals of the VEX IQ state competition, standing out in a field of nearly 50 teams from across the state. Competing in Monroe earlier this month, students faced a fast-paced challenge, programming robots to navigate a timed course before teaming up with other competitors in head-to-head matches that tested strategy, precision, and quick thinking. And Caseville didn't just show up, they delivered. An elementary team known as the Hot Wheels, along with two middle school teams, the Samurai Chihuahuas and the Jolly Ranchers, all advanced to the championship rounds, an impressive sweep for the Thumb region's only representative. Behind the scenes, coaches say the success goes far beyond robotics. Students are building real-world skills from communication and teamwork to discipline and problem-solving, lessons that will stick long after the competition ends. For a small-town program, it's a big-time achievement and a sign that the next generation of innovators is already hard at work. A Monday night traffic stop attempt in Minden City escalated into a multi-town vehicle pursuit that ended with a rollover crash in Austin Township. That's according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the incident began around 8 p.m. on March 16th when they tried to pull over a 2002 Ford Ranger near Cass Street and Main Street. The driver did not stop, instead speeding away and leading deputies on a 16-minute chase through Minden City, Minden Township, Austin Township, and a short stretch of Huron County. The pursuit came to an end on Huron Line Road near Freiberger Road, where the pickup lost control, left the roadway, and rolled into a ditch. Emergency crews from Argyle Fire and Rescue used extraction tools to remove the driver, who was the only person in the truck. The 48-year-old Minden Township man suffered minor injuries and was taken to Deckerville Hospital by Cass City MMR. He was treated and later released. Deputies later confirmed the man had multiple active warrants, including a felony warrant tied to a previous fleeing and eluding case. After being released from medical care, he was taken to the Sanilac County Jail and is now facing new charges related to Monday's pursuit in addition to his outstanding warrants. The Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing. Argyle Fire and Rescue and Cass City MMR assisted at the scene. And we'll be right back.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking hot buy power reclining furniture, a hot buy queen bed frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how? Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Bauer Electric, the leading electrical company of the thumb, has been serving customers since 1975. Their skilled management and technical staff are committed to providing reliable, responsive, and knowledgeable electric design and construction services for any project you have. Bauer Electric is proud to be a second-generation family-owned business that cares about the communities they serve. So when it comes to any electric project you need done, call Bauer Electric of Bad Axe.
This is Nikki from Bauer Electric. When it comes to any electric project you need done, call Bauer Electric of Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 or go to MauerElectricMI.com.
Bauer Electric, serving the thumb of Michigan and beyond since 1975.
And we're back. A new wave of alarming text messages is making the rounds across Michigan, and it's got drivers on edge. The message claims to be from the Michigan Secretary of State warning recipients of an unresolved traffic violation tied to their account. It escalates quickly, calling itself a, quote, final notice and threatening serious consequences if payment isn't made by a specific deadline. According to the text, failure to pay could trigger a cascade of penalties, your vehicle registration revoked, your driver's license suspended for at least 30 days, and your alleged debt handed over to collections, with fees climbing as high as 35%. It even warns of legal action and damage to your credit. The urgency peaks with a call to action, pay immediately through a provided link. Here's the catch. Officials are warning residents to slow down before clicking anything. Messages like these are increasingly used in phishing scams designed to create panic and push quick payments. The combination of legal language, tight deadlines, and official-sounding threats is no accident. It's crafted to pressure you into acting fast. Experts say, if you receive a message like this, don't click the link. Instead, go directly to official state websites or contact the Secretary of State through verified channels. There's a growing body of data showing the tariffs President Donald Trump said would help American factories are, in fact, squashing many of them. Take, for example, Allen Engineering, which makes industrial equipment in the northeast Arkansas. Jay Allen says his cost for the parts for his power tools have been hiked by import taxes. Allen says he lost money last year, even though he cut his payroll and increased his prices. Data shows manufacturing jobs dropped during Trump's first year back in office. The White House says the Republican president's policies will take time to make a difference, but economists say the uncertainty caused by the tariffs has set back the sector. And Israel's defense minister says the military killed Iranian intelligence minister Ismail Khatib. Khatib's killing follows Israel killing top Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guards all-volunteer Bazij force. Also today, Iran launched strikes toward Israel and Gulf countries hours after an Israeli strike killed its security chief. Explosions were reported in the United Arab Emirates and Qatar. Saudi Arabia says it shot down a ballistic missile targeting an area around an airbase that hosts U.S. forces. In Beirut, Israeli strikes hit central neighborhoods. Lebanon's health ministry says two earlier strikes killed at least six people and wounded 24 others. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, and by Ashley Homestore in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Mauer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I have two obituaries to mention today. Marianne Wisniewski, 91, passed away on Wednesday. Marianne was born on January 28, 1935. She married Eugene Wisniewski on June 7, 1958. She is survived by Eugene and their daughters, Debbie, Annette, Denise, and Carol, and Michelle. Several grand and great-grandchildren. Visitation for Marianne will take place Friday, March 20th, from 2 to 8 p.m. at Oswald Hall of St. Hubert Parish in Bad Axe. A rosary service will be offered Friday at 7 p.m. A mass of Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe on Saturday, March 21st at 11:30 a.m. with visitation also 10:30 a.m. until time of service. In lieu of gifts, memorial may be offered to the St. Hubert Food Pantry. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Condolences may be shared at ramseyfh.com. Joshua C. Sorensen of Cass City passed away Sunday, March 15th. He was born May 2nd, 1981 in Cass City. Josh is survived by his parents, Craig and Carolyn Sorensen of Cass City, daughters Morgan and Lily, brothers Jared, Justin, and sister Caitlin. Funeral service held 12 o'clock Thursday, March 19th in First Baptist Church of Cass City. Interment will be in the Hillside Cemetery in Cass City. Memorials may be made to the family to be used at their discretion or to First Baptist Church of Cass City. Visitation, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thursday, March 29th, 2025, in First Baptist Church, Cass City, and arrangements by Crans Funeral Home in Cass City.